The GAB decides for now not to post recall petitions against Governor Scott Walker online. The ACLU raises privacy concerns as the Government Accountability Board posts PDF files on their public website of scanned recall petitions against elected officials. The information is a matter of public record, but Stacey Harbaugh with the ACLU Wisconsin says they want to balance transparency with privacy.
The ACLU of Wisconsin does have a concern for both of the issues, both balancing individual privacy rights when their name and addresses are listed on the Internet versus the true need for transparency and openness in this recall signature verification process.
Governor Scott Walker says he's okay with the files being posted online for everyone to see.
I think the fact that GAB put up even a webcast for people to see what was going on, people know, they can see there's no tampering, that they've had a high integrity even in the process. I think people want to know exactly what's going on.
Wisconsin state law provides for something called a confidential elector.
And that's special protections for people who may be targets of stalking or survivors of domestic violence who want to have their information shielded on other public documents.
Electors who are victims of domestic abuse, sexual assault, or stalking have the option to be listed confidentially on poll lists. Harbaugh says that same privilege should be extended to those victims who sign recall petitions, especially if the signatures are put into a searchable digital database. Petitions for recall elections against four state senators have already been online for several days, and the signatures against Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish are the last to be scanned. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.